Competed hard, and you know that's kind of just the character of our kids. They don't give up. They, you know, do all the small things that you ask of them to do. And you know, in that York game, the previous game, York was 1 of 10 on threes, and the game before that, they were 0 of 8. So 1 of 18 their last two games shooting on threes, and they opened the first quarter 6 of 7. You know, it's just not our night, and it was theirs, and they made the plays they were supposed to. But, you know, we got within three there in the third and clawed our way back, and it just wasn't enough. And, you know, they were just the better team that night.
Yep, just one of those days. Yeah, it was Bob and I looked at each other going, my gosh, are they ever going to miss? And I remember you saying that maybe not the greatest perimeter shooting, but, boy, in their home court, they had it going that night.
They did, and that's, you know, they had one or two games throughout the year where they shot well from the outside, but for the most part, they were not a great three-point shooting team. And, you know, that's just everybody who plays us, it seems like they just shoot exceptionally well against us. And that trend just continued in our last game. But, you know, when we got down 15 right away, it would have been easy for our kids to give up and kind of hang their heads. But they battled back, and, you know, that takes a special group to be able to do that. And, you know, we've got that taste 2 years in a row of a district final and competed well in them and had our chances. So the kids did a good job raising expectations, and the bar set a little higher.
Hate to see the season end. I know the players, especially your seniors, that bunch has played a lot of basketball for you the last couple of years.
They have, and that's a great senior group. We got five of them. First, you know, talk about Bo Beaker. He's a kid, the last couple of weeks, he's really coming to his own, and it got to that point here the last couple of weeks. Told him and Mitchell Cole, you know, every 2.5-3 minutes, sub each other out. I'm not going to sub you guys out. He's also one of those kids you wish you maybe could get one more year with him, because he played a new position, and seeing him starting to peak towards the end, if he had been a junior, you'd be incredibly excited about him going into his senior year. But he did a lot of really good things for us. And, yeah, Lucas Gomez Wilson, he's one guy who had a little bit of varsity experience coming in, but he knew his role, and he embraced it, and he did all the small things that he was good at. He was never going to be a great scorer for us, but, you know, he added a lot of value to our team, and, you know, he's a good defender, and he's also an incredibly coachable kid. He got to where he's at by, you know, doing what he's supposed to be doing. Then you throw in his brother. Jacob played a little bit as a sophomore, was our sixth man as a junior, and he's one of those kids. It doesn't matter if it's a big game and it's close, it's down to the wire, or you're up by 20 or you're down by 20, he's even keeled. He has the same emotions, and, you know, he's a great competitor, works hard, very, very coachable. Just one of those kids that as a coach, it's, you know, your dream kind of player.
And Jacob was old. You stuck him on the best player a lot of the time, didn't you?
Most of the time. And, you know, you throw in that York game. We were worried about Ryan Severs, who was their best player around at 16 or so a game, and a three-year starter. And some of the games we had watched him play, he was a very good player.
Yeah.
And Jacob held him. You know, if you had told me that kid only had 9 points against us, I would have told you we were probably going to win. So, yeah, he did so many things like that. The Gager kid, he shut down pretty well. And he does so many things that aren't necessarily going to be on a stat sheet, but you notice his presence out there. Then you got Adam Duggar, who, you know, we've talked so much about what we missed out of him, and got him the last five games. But I mean, it's no secret he wasn't close to 100%, but Adam, it was a good leader in that class. He's a good leader for us as a junior. I just feel so bad for the kid, because I think he would have easily been an all-conference player this year. He could have made our team so much better. Just his presence with his leadership and his athleticism, and, you know, he did what he could for us, and he gave us a spark that we needed. But, you know, he's never going to be 100% after his injury. But, man, he's had a good athletic career in McCook High School and in so many different sports that he does. And, you know, we hope that going into track, he could get closer to 100% than what he's been. But, you know, that's going to take time. But he's doing everything he can to get there, and with rehab and PT and take care of his body, then The last senior is Evan Humphrey, and you know, Evan eclipsed 1,000 career points on Tuesday. He needed 11 going in and ended up with 21. And you know, Evan's he's done a good job kind of resetting a standard for McCook basketball based on the time he puts in. And you know, there you get guys that put in time but able to draw other guys in the gym with you is kind of something that special players do, and that's what Evan had done. And you know, his excitement and love for the game of basketball, I think, has been contagious to many of our kids, and he's really helped just kind of change that culture of, you know, in the winter, let's be a good basketball team instead of it's just something we're going to do between football and track. So, you know, great senior group. They definitely had left their legacy, and, you know, they set the bar high for the next senior class, and, you know, we're very thankful for the time they put in.
Haven't talked to Evan in a while, but I know that young man wants to play some college basketball someplace.
Yeah, right now it's probably going to be Hastings College. They had an assistant at the game on Tuesday, and he's done everything but sign there, but I think right now he's pretty much said, I'm going to Hastings, and, you know, we wish him nothing but the best, and they'll get a great sharpshooter.
Yep, no question. He's the gym rat. I mean, just hangs in the gym constantly.
He is, and, you know, he's, I don't know how many times us as coaches have opened the gym for him, but it's gotten to a point you can't keep track of. Even one time this summer, he messaged me at 11:30 on a Friday, and he was up there, you know, past 12 or midnight, and got to be closer to one. I'm like, Evan, I probably need to get you out of the gym. You know, I'm going to get in trouble wondering what a student's doing up here this late. But that's who he is. And, you know, you get a high school kid who wants to be in the gym at midnight on a Friday during the summer. You know, you can't ask for anything more.
For the current team coming back next week, get back to work, get back in the gym this summer, get after it, and start next year.
Yeah, we have met with most of our returning guys one-on-one and have had our exit meetings with them, and I can tell you, you know, they're excited. Coming into this season, we had, you know, you take out Adam Duggar, who never played because of his injury, but we had Evan Humphrey, Jacob Gomez Wilson, and Lucas were our only ones with experience, and Lucas had minimal experience, so we essentially had 2.5 guys coming back. And you know, you look at our roster with all the injuries we did have this year, we've got a slew of guys who got experience. And they know that, and some of those guys played at a high level when they got that opportunity. So the guys know we've got some pieces together to have a good year. And, you know, it's kind of reversed from this year, where this year we didn't return many and everybody we played did. Where we're going to return a handful of guys, and everybody, most teams we play are going to lose a handful of guys. So, but those guys, they seem like they're biting at the bit. I think we're going to have an exceptional senior class, a large senior class. But, you know, like Coach Weezer had mentioned to each of them as we met with them one-on-one, that it's great that, you know, we're excited about next year right now, but what's it going to be like in July when it's 100 degrees? Are you still going to have that enthusiasm? And that's kind of where it comes in. And if those guys do, you know, take the accountability on themselves, I think we could have a very good year next year. And, you know, we got to the point where playing in a district finals, the expectation, and they want to get over that hump. And I think we have guys who can make a good push for that.